We take you to the table of the Lord on festival. It's been a crusade of mine to return this wonderful memorial event to the homes of Christians where it began. The first Lord's Supper the Lord himself conducted in the upper room of the mother of John Mark. New Testament Christians met house to house and partook of these elements together. It is the memorial of the event that fulfilled the Passover. The Passover feast was kept in houses. It took the medieval church to try to mix it with mystery religions out of Babylon to make a high liturgical act full of mystery instead of the simplicity of what Jesus introduced. At Calvary, Jesus became the fulfillment in meaning and in fact of all the Old Testament types of the atoning work of God. God chose a people to be his revelatory channel. He elected them. The election was for the responsibility of being his word or his light to be seen by the world. They took election as a privilege and forewent their responsibility, and God would then enter into their life and make their life act out like a drama on the stage, the truths he wanted to teach in spite of them. Those are the types, as Bible teachers call them, of the Old Testament that then are fulfilled in meaning in the New. There are literally hundreds of Old Testament types of the atoning work of our Lord. One of the types involved the laws of the offerings as they would bring their offerings to the tabernacle or the temple in the Old Testament, and I'm reversing the order tonight and starting with the emblem of the blood. The Old Testament believer in the category of sin offerings would bring an animal out of his flock, stand it in front of the altar, lay his hands on the head of the animal, thereby individually identifying with it, because God said when he did that, from him to the animal, there would be the transfer of his sins. And God would then cause the animal to be treated the way the sinner deserved to be treated, and let the sinner, receiving the benefit of that vicarious sacrifice, walk away covered, the penalty for his sin having been paid. In the category of the sin offerings, there were two. There was a trespass offering that dealt with sins they knew about. That's where you usually start with man. You call him a sinner, he's going to think, well, what did I do wrong? Did I steal or lie? Those were trespasses. But the closer you get to God, the more you understand that what's wrong with man is deeper than that. He's not a sinner because he sins, but rather he sins because he's a sinner. Something deep within us, a bent, Paul calls it the law of sin, takes us into captivity. And we need forgiveness not only for the trespasses we know about, but for the condition of sin and the sins of ignorance. Even the Old Testament believer was covered in his sins of ignorance. He had to have a sacrifice for the sins of ignorance as well as the sins he knew about. God covered them both, in both the trespass and the sin offering. It took two animals to teach what Christ did in one act. The scripture says the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. I teach it every Sunday. Nobody's worthy. Paul didn't warn the Corinthians not to partake unworthily, meaning that they weren't worthy. Unworthily is an adverb. He was talking about the manner of partaking. Unless you look to Jesus when you do these acts of memorializing his death and crucifixion and what he did for us, you're not discerning the meaning. And to do that is to leave you in a state of not receiving the benefits available. Paul warned against partaking unworthily. And he said what that was. You eat and drink damnation when you eat and drink not discerning the Lord's body. Christ died for me and were made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I tell everybody as we take these elements together, whatever your condition, God put on his Son not only your past sins, your present and your future sins, and we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. I lift the cup and say to everybody who watches, join us across this nation as we look to Christ for our righteousness and say, "Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins and paying the penalty that I might walk out free," as we lift this cup together. In Jesus' name. If sin's the only issue, how come there's bread at the table of the Lord? In the Old Testament Passover feast, they put blood on the door, the token to escape death, which is a consequence of sin. They ate a roasted lamb inside for strength. And Psalm 105 says they went forth, 2.25 million of them went out, not a feeble one in their midst. Healing is symbolized in the bread. He poured out His blood that we might be saved and were made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. But Peter, looking back at the event, said, "With His stripes ye were healed." That's why there's bread at this table. I keep believing every week you are going to look through this bread and discern that God in His goodness not only covered us for our sins, but the sickness that you're bearing right now. As sins were laid on Him, your sicknesses were laid on Him. And you can say with me today as we lift this bread and look through it to Christ, "With His stripes I was healed," as we take it together in Jesus' name.